Mr. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman. Bob, we have a challenge, a chemistry challenge. What is it?
Scientists have been trying to come up with what they call biosignatures on exoplanets to see if they detect these molecules in the atmospheres of these planets. They think they might have got a signature of life. If you find oxygen in the atmosphere, that indicates a possibility of life. They had another one called, it's a molecule called DMS. On Earth, it's only produced by life here on Earth. And so if they detected it in an exoplanet, they would say that's a signature of life. Well, one of the scientists who worked on Rosetta that went to the to comet 67PCG said, I don't think this is a good biosignature for life. And they went back to the data of the archive data from that mission, and within a day, very quickly found evidence of DMS, that molecule, on the comet. The comet has no life, never has had life, so it couldn't have that molecule. So if life is its only cause. So she pointed out that basically this is not a good biosignature of life in exoplanets, and we should be prepared to recognize that we're not going to find life easily by just one or two biosignatures. We're going to have to get a lot more data to really have any confidence that an exoplanet has life. This goes back to the story a few years ago about Venus. They found phosphine in the atmosphere, which on Earth is only related to life. But so suddenly people were screaming, we found life on Venus, and that was absurd because it's an alien environment, which is very strange. So just because you find a molecule there doesn't mean that's life. That's the basic story, and it's interesting that it came out of a comet mission that flew years ago. Good archival research, John.
And the scientist is Nora Haney, and what I like about this is good science, Bob, to go after something commonsensically and prove that it's not there. Very good science.
Yes, this is what uncertainty of science is about. You always question. You always question. Nothing's ever settled.
We're off to the web, the very expensive web, still producing, overproducing. It's overperforming, Bob. It was these stories are wonderful. Bob has poetry in him. The mane of the horsehead. What's that, Bob?
This is from there. They actually use that name, but I agree with it. The Horsehead Nebula in space is a dark cloud that looks like a horse's head. A horse head, from like a swimming in the ocean. And so they pointed Webb at it at its top, its mane, essentially, where the top of the horse head is. And I posted the infrared images because they tell you a lot about the chemistry there. And it's a cool image. It really gives you a close-up of the clouds of dust and gas that still remains there. It's being eaten away by a nearby bright star. And then Webb has another story where they used Webb's infrared capability to look at an exoplanet about 300 light years away during its 20-hour day, and they were able to measure the temperature of the planet across the entire globe. And we're talking about temperatures from 1,000 to 2,300 degrees Fahrenheit. Good weather report for an alien exoplanet, John.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.